A safety alert. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The FAA issued it this morning to airlines and pilots
following seven near misses just this year. The latest close call happened just days after a recent FAA safety summit at the Burbank Airport in Southern California with a Southwest airplane and a helicopter. The safety alert advises that pilots and flight attendants have, quote, the same understanding of what sterile flight deck means and the risks associated with extraneous communication.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The Senate Commerce Committee's delayed a vote on President Biden's nominee to head the FAA, Denver Airport CEO Phil Washington.
Nice man, not qualified. I think senators on both sides of the aisle here understand that's a serious problem.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz wary, saying Washington's never been a pilot or worked for an airline or worked in air traffic control. At that same committee, a hearing into last month's toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, Norfolk Southern CEO facing more questions as lawmakers work from both parties together on new rail safety regulations. At another hearing, a focus on Russia's invasion of Ukraine and worries China could send weapons. GOP Senator Lindsey Graham just asked Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
Do you think they'll provide aid?
As we speak today, we have not seen them cross that line.
China's leader Xi Jinping has left Moscow after 3 days of talks, pushing a peace plan the U.S. and Ukraine do not support, saying it would lock in the territory Russia took over. No word yet out of New York City from a grand jury considering voting today whether to indict former President Trump over a hush money payment before the 2016 election to keep an alleged affair quiet. Republicans claim it's politically motivated by a progressive DA, and Congressman James Comer tells Fox it's unconstitutional.
This is a local DA trying to prosecute a presidential candidate based on federal election law.
The DA's office insists it's not political and they won't be intimidated. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
As former President Trump awaits possible criminal charges in New York City, he's raising more money while running to get his old job back. Fox Digital reports the Trump campaign's raised $1.5 million since Trump warned Saturday he could be arrested this week, calling for protests, claiming it's part of a witch hunt. Trump is the clear 2024 Republican frontrunner, though his lead is down 8 points in a new Monmouth poll over Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor who's not a candidate at this point.
Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida routinely polls in second place position in a GOP primary race for the presidency. Former President Donald Trump often leads that field, but DeSantis has yet to say if he's even running, not even during a Fox Nation interview with Piers Morgan.
You could beat Biden?
I think so.
So you're running then?
No, I didn't say that. I just said I think I could. I mean, I think that that's, I mean, if you look at Florida.
Who would be harder to beat, Biden or Donald Trump?
I don't know.
DeSantis was once viewed as a protege of the former president. The latter has since made him a target of his political attacks. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Supreme Court is hearing an unusual case today, pitting Jack Daniels against the maker of a dog toy that's shaped like a whiskey bottle with a Bad Spaniels logo. The question is that a parody protected under law or a trademark infringement? The justices have sided with a deaf student in another case.
The 9-0 ruling by the Supreme Court will allow Miguel Luna Perez to sue the school system in Sturgis, Michigan. The justices ruled that Perez could sue for alleged disability discrimination under the Americans with Disabilities Act without going through dispute resolution procedures offered under a different law. Perez, who is deaf, claims the school district assigned him an unqualified classroom aide who did not know sign language, then misled his parents as to how much progress he was making.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. On Wall Street, ahead of the Fed decision on interest rates, Dow is down about 5 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.